Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
So our intern Brandon was has been on the air with us over the past couple days, past couple weeks, talking about his love life, either voluntarily or because
we force him to.
Because we force him to. And the last time we had him on, he was talking about a girl that he knew when he was the girl was 11. So I'm guessing you were 11 or 12.
Yeah,
same age. And Brandon's mic. And so the we were trying to track that girl down because he knew her at summer camp here in Atlanta. We found her pretty quickly, and unfortunately, she is engaged to be married.
And so, she thought it was weird that he was looking for her on the radio.
Thought it was a little bit creeper, but you know what?
Really?
She doesn't believe in love.
Aww.
Just because she's engaged.
See, that should be flattering, I think. You know, if somebody remembered you from 11, wow.
I've been called worse, so it's okay.
By some of us in the room.
No, I'm just kidding. Were you disappointed by that, or were you like, now I at least know the answer?
I mean, congratulations to her. She's engaged, but, you know, I'm glad for her.
Brandon's on air trying to be cool. Yeah, you know,
I'm glad for her.
Did you go home and cry?
A little bit. You know, I got a little choked
up. He's like, it's a bummer she's engaged to the wrong guy, but I'm cool.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, when she's not happy, she'll know why she missed a chance.
So, We talked about that with Brandon, and we got an email from a Bird Show listener who had heard Brandon on the air and heard some of the stuff we were talking about, teasing him about his love life. And we make fun of Brandon because he's got a love of sports so significant that it even overtakes.
Borders on obsession.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said the sentence that he would rather watch a baseball game.
Any baseball game.
Than have sex with a girl.
Not like the World Series, not the Super Bowl, or
he might miss
like that.
A great play in the baseball game, where he's not going to miss a great play with a girl.
And so we talked about that on the air. We talked about the love lost and found that didn't work out. And one Bird Show listener heard that and said, that is the man for me.
This is my man.
Her name is Andrea, and she wrote, my name is Andrea. I'm a sophomore at Georgia Highlands College. I was listening to the show, and I heard intern Brandon. I had never heard his voice before, but I can say that I find myself attracted to him.
Just by your voice alone.
His playful personality and his ability to take a joke about his persona made me giggle. I'm asking for anything.
Sure, jiggle. Like Bird said.
I'm not asking for any sort of date or anything because I've got work or school or whatever, but I just wanted to know if there's a way I can have a simple conversation with him. I can also relate to him, and we're going to talk about this later on the show, because she is black, and most of her friends are white, so is Brandon. So we're going to talk about that later on in the show, but she had feels like there's some connections with Brandon and with her, and so she pretty much said, Brandon, my heart is yours.
She pretty much asked you out.
Yeah, basically.
So,
but isn't that how it's going to have to work? Sorry.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Melissa.
So when are you going out this weekend?
Oh, we're not.
Why?
Both of our schedules couldn't line up.
Did you call her?
Yeah, I called her, what night? Wednesday night. Had a conversation.
Wednesday morning when we talked to her?
Yeah. So
I talked
to her that day.
All right, okay. That's good.
Called her that day. That's good.
Have had some prolonged text message conversations.
Mm-hmm. But not like phone conversations?
Our schedules really don't allow it between her and school and me and coaching.
To talk on the phone?
Basically, the past couple of days have been really busy for mainly me and her. So
to make a 5-minute conversation phone call.
I mean, she basically told me she prefers texting too, so...
She is shy too.
Oh my God, you guys are soulmates.
So we've had conversations.
So when are
Wednesday,
you going out?
Thursday. We made plans for next week sometime.
Next week, okay.
We'll figure it out with all both right. our schedules.
Very cool.
Are you going to take her to a Braves game?
Plans are up in the air. We'll figure it out. She's open to going to a Braves game, so.
What's your idea of a great first date plan?
Great first date. It would not be anything like a movie or concert because you're too focused on something else. I'd have to be something fun and where people can let go.
Like?
I don't know. Like, just someplace where you can go hang out. Like, For me, I guess if I had to plan the date, it would
probably... You are the boy,
yeah,
and you should plan the first
date. Not if.
Well, yeah. If both parties were down for it, I'd probably say something like go-karting. It's fun. It allows people to let loose, and you know, you just get to have fun. It's a cool thing to do.
Is that a cute. Is that a cool first date for girls?
If you follow it up with dinner or...
It could be.
I would give credit for creativity. I mean, even if it's an event, yeah. I mean, even if it's something that I wasn't particularly into, at least I'd be like, okay, well, that's, you know, that's cool. It's creative. It's unique.
Yeah. It's cute. And it's like wholesome fun. So I think it's a good idea. You know what I mean? Like, he's not trying to like give you tequila shots and
what,
get you
Mom?
Drunk. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That means like his intention is really to get to know the girl.
Mm-hmm. Are
and
there...
hang out with her and have some fun and or whatever.
He likes
They're not
her.
Just like... You know, he's not going to say, you know.
Get drunk. You
exactly.
Know.
Okay,
and
but
you
now.
You don't have to talk too much, so you're, because you're in go-kart, so.
What? Yeah. aren't there age limits, though, to certain dates or.
No, not. You're talking about like go-karting and stuff
and
like that?
And putt-putt golfing and like, or is there a nostalgia
cute.
Factor?
Mm-hmm. You're never too old to go putt-putting, first off. That's.
Well, it's a sport.
Yeah.
that's perfect for Brandon.
Anything that results in a competition. Yeah.
I'm kind of with Melissa. I think you would get points on creativity of doing something different.
Right.
Not just being like the standard dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because I was always bored with dinner. I was not the girl that was particularly impressed if you sent me to the fancy restaurant or whatever. That just wasn't my thing.
Like a restaurant date if it's a unique, interesting restaurant I've never heard of before. You know, like, I don't know, if it's just something...
Like a hole in the wall type.
Yeah,
nice
kind of like a you know, something only the guy knows about, and there's some sort of story to it.
Mm-hmm.
Rebout, see, this would be an example of a date I think that would have an expiration date. Hey, Tiffany.
Okay. Hi. I was gonna say, okay, if you're go karting, you really can't talk to each other. But he sounds like he really wants to have fun. So what about Six Flags? You have to talk to each other while you're waiting in line.
Would that work for you?
Or you could text. I mean, whatever you're comfortable with.
You can text, you know, that works too.
Yeah, she could be waiting at Goliath and he could be at Scream Machine and you can text back and forth. There
I mean,
you go.
Yeah, that works too. Yeah, anything that allows people to let loose and have fun, that's what I'm really big on, is just really letting yourself go in the moment. So something like dinner, you get caught up in.
Six Flags to me sounds like a second or third date, though.
Yeah, that is not a first. Six Flags is weird.
Why?
That's
go karting. I would do a first date. Six Flags I wouldn't do for a first date.
What difference is it?
It's a time commitment. You're there for a while. You're paying the entrance fee.
That's the entire day.
That's the whole day. Like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Go karting,
like
that could be an
hour
or two, and then you're out.
Right.
The go karting, you could just turn the wheel hard right, run over the tires and take off.
You're out of there.
You're driving down 400 down Roswell Road in the little Andretti Speedway.
Yeah.
Go kart.
That would be fantastic.
What happened to the Braves game? They're not in town?
Oh, they're here at the beginning of next week. Then I think they go on a road trip. So
why don't you take her to a Braves game?
I mean, if our schedules work out for the early next week while they're still in town, then...
I am mad at you for being so wishy-washy on this date, and I don't know
I'm
why.
I'm not wishy-washy on the date. It's just... scheduling, you know, it's
why don't you figure out the game and say, hey, I can get tickets to this day, this game, this time. Can you go?
Doesn't this go into our conversation yesterday about, you know,
boys?
Just not the whole texting and as the group dates. And the
I mean,
whole,
I have major
know.
Swag through text messaging, that's not my problem.
I am so cocky, 160 characters at a time,
you know,
but it's one thing again,
say that.
And let me say, I mean, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. Guys, if you put the effort forth, obviously you don't have a lot of competition when it comes to having a plan, because it doesn't. It sounds like you don't have a plan.
Man up.
Well, I do have a plan. It's just,
gentleman.
What's the plan?
It's too many question marks at this point, too far ahead, looking past the weekend.
No question marks.
Excuses.
Just because I don't know her schedule yet.
Do you want to be a man or do you want to stay a boy?
She's not sure of her schedule yet, so that's where...
Have you asked her for a specific night and a specific time?
She says during the week is a little bit too hectic for her.
So the answer to my question is no. You haven't said... What's her name again?
Andrea.
Andrea.
No,
would you like to go to the Braves game with me?
Hold on a minute.
She said wait until next weekend. That's
I'm
when
the one
sure.
on the show. Why don't you listen to me first, okay?
Oh, boy.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let me finish. You haven't asked her on a date. It's this wishy-washy, maybe we'll do this, maybe we'll do that thing.
The phone conversation was...
Let me finish my sentence, then you can answer.
The phone conversation was, do you want to go out? She said yes. It's just that during the week, she's very busy. I'm very busy during the week. I come here in the morning. I coach basketball. I work my job. So during the week, it's busy for both of us. So she said if something clears up during the week for both of us, then she'd be sure to let me know, and we can do something during the week. Then odds are we're probably looking at next weekend. And for that, that's 8 days away from that even happening. So let's talk. Let's figure out each other out to see if this is even a possibility.
It's almost you know what? We need a challenge to where, because the first thought I had is somebody on the show, but Bert and Jeff can't do it. I'm trying to think of letting an older guy take a girl out and then Brandon or somebody take a younger guy take the girl out and see the comparison. You know what I'm saying? Like the direct comparison.
I think young guys can still be gentlemen, though. Like, I think it just depends on whether the guy wants to, like, actually ask a girl out on a formal date and is willing to sort of put himself out there to be rejected or not. Mm-hmm. And I think that was what it kind of comes back to is, like,
we've talked about the past couple of days that young guys don't seem to have the training to do that.
Maybe not.
My problem isn't, like, what to do once you get there. It's how to get there. I know I'm confident of what to do in a relationship. It's just getting to that point.
So you're in again on Monday?
Yeah.
So if we talk to you on Monday, will you have a date set?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll know the length of the conversation schedules. This weekend.
Sure. All right.
The Bert Show.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.